This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Libya's foreign minister said on Sunday some foreign fighters have left the country as the unity government seeks to marshal international help to withdraw the many who remain. Libya's warring sides, backed by regional powers, remain entrenched with allied foreign mercenaries along front lines in defiance of a ceasefire agreement. Any more significant withdrawal of foreign mercenaries has appeared far off amid arguments over the role of regional forces and stumbles in efforts to agree on ground rules for a national election. There has been little peace or security in Libya since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that ousted Muammar Gaddafi. The country split between warring Eastern and Western factions in 2014. France's military said on Sunday Algeria has closed its airspace to French military planes, escalating the biggest row between the countries in years. On Saturday, Algeria recalled its ambassador to Paris, citing comments from French President Emmanuel Macron, who was quoted in Le Monde as saying Algeria's politico-military system had rewritten the history of its colonialization by France based on a hatred of France. Macron was also quoted questioning whether there had been an Algerian nation before colonial rule. The Algerian government did not specify which Macron comment had prompted the recall of its ambassador, but it accused him of interfering in Algerian internal affairs. Algeria won its independence from France in 1962 after a bloody military struggle. A source in the government said the comment about Algeria's existence as a nation had caused particular anger. This